Mullin Haw.
Hey, guys. Big fan of the show.
On 670 The Score.
On the sidelines, however, Vandersloot almost loses the handle, reels it back in. Vandersloot from beyond the arc. Yes!
Mullin Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. So the Chicago Sky were on the station last night. There was no baseball. Both teams were off yesterday. And we got the first ever broadcast of the Chicago Sky on the Score.
Yes, it was a big moment for that.
And we're doing seven games this year.
Seven games, yep. And last night was the first. Kylan Mills was the play-by-play. She did a terrific job. Layla Rahimi did the color analyst work and commentary. And Alyssa Bergamini did the pregame and postgame. And I think that...
I saw a great photo of the three of them on the floor before the game.
Very cool moment. Yeah. All-female broadcast crew. And it was a great event because there was a buzz at Wintrust Arena. Dwayne Wade was there. There were some other people that saw this as a great opportunity to go out and support the Sky out of curiosity. And also the defending WNBA champions were in town, which is the bad news because it was a blowout. So you don't like that. But it was a great event in terms of the electricity there. John Vincent did the anthem. And if you heard that on the Score, as I did when I was driving, Mully, he held that note, the famous note in the anthem. I think it was over 20 seconds at least.
The final note?
Yeah, it was. Okay. You know how it is. John Vincent does an anthem that is unlike any other.
Yeah, sellout crowd, great energy in the building, great broadcast. The play, sadly, wasn't quite up to snuff.
We don't have to talk about the game.
But I'm just saying, they've played two games. And unfortunately, they played two teams that are favored to one, the defending champion, and the other, the Indiana Fever, was their first game, and they just got blown out in both games.
Two tough opponents to start the season. The average margin of victory is at 30, so that's not really a promising start, no.
The average margin of victory was 30 points.
Yeah.
So let's hope that they get – I think two of the games remaining – on the schedule for the Score are Fever games. So that's Caitlin Clark, and that's the team that beat them by 30-something points.
25-point deficit last night, 99-74. The Liberty set a WNBA regular season record with 19 threes. So pretty good effort by the defending champs. Not such a great debut at home for the Chicago Sky.
And I saw Angel Reese had 12 rebounds, so that's good, but she only had 2 points.
She had a rough night.
She had
from
a couple
based
free throws.
On what it looked like.
People are kind of digging at her a little bit, but I thought that they said that she was going to have more of a floor game this year, but it certainly didn't. And by the way, Caitlin Clark played last night, too, and didn't even hit a three-pointer.
11 points.
First time that's ever happened.
She struggled.
Yeah. So, I mean, I'm just saying, you're going to struggle and don't get too worked up about it. But it was just good to have Layla on the air with them.
It was good. The next time will be June 7th against the Fever at the United Center.
I am, at the United Center. That's super cool. I'm totally miffed now that Tim Elko's been sent down.
Okay, yeah, so the White Sox.
You triggered me.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to do that, but the White Sox are at home this weekend, three games against the Rangers beginning tonight at Wrigley Field. It's a home series against a team that is a little disappointing, I think, this year.
Right, but a good team.
But a good team with talent. Yeah. Tim Elko, according to our reports, and we are getting, James Fox, Texas Show, is a listener. Cam Freeman is a freelance scout who tweeted this, and he's based in Charlotte, that Tim Elko back in Charlotte and is expected to be officially optioned today.
Okay. Tim Elko, we mentioned, has three home runs and 31 at-bats.
One every?
10.3 at-bats. And Andrew Vaughn has five home runs this year, including two in the last 2 weeks. That's, I think maybe Elko has inspired him. But Vaughn has 185 at-bats, five home runs. That's one every 37 at-bats.
So my takeaway from that is Tim Elko, feast or famine at the plate, but when you feast, he's going to give you a home run, and he's going to deliver that. Andrew Vaughn, not hitting for much better average-wise, and you're going to wait a lot longer between home runs for him. The look on your face.
You asked the question, what's the point of the season? You know,
I think it's a very legitimate
question.
Yeah, what is the point of the season?
You believe the point of the season is player development.
I do.
Okay.
I don't think it's a radical thought.
So what are they trying to develop Andrew Vaughn?
This is inconsistent to me. This decision to send him back down, as you bring up Andrew Benintendi and Mike Tauchman, if that is a corresponding move or moves, then I don't get it, because you have players that you think are worth developing.
Tauchman's 33?
Yeah. One-year contract. It's a pretty modest one-year contract. And I understand that he provides you the professionalism and all those things. Maybe there's a role for him, but I wouldn't do it at the expense of development.
Benintendi, what is he?
The thing of it is, Molly, I don't understand. And maybe this can, maybe James Fox can tweet in or text in the answer to this. These are outfielders.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not as if they have an overly crowded outfield. The Sox don't have stars in the outfield. Tim Elko was a first baseman designated hitter, but he's a slugger. You don't have sluggers in your lineup. You have one guy you're sending back to Charlotte who has homered once every 11 at bats. He's not hitting for average. We're not, you know, I wanted a little bit more of an extended cameo.
Andrew Vaughn, by the way, he has minor league options. In other words, you could send him down.
Make a statement.
Well, you could be making a statement. You would retain his rights. You wouldn't lose him. You'd probably embarrass him, but What are you worried about? Like, you wouldn't have to DFA him, is my point.
What are you worried about? That's a fair question. What are you worried about? My sense is, without knowing, maybe Chris Getz will address the assembled media this afternoon if he is so inclined. But my guess is that they're worried about diminishing any potential trade value he might have. I can't imagine he would have any.
Okay, Vaughn is the worst baseball player in all of the game, according to FanGraphs. He has a minus 1.6 WAR. Baseball Reference has him at a minus 1.3.
That's not good. And I don't want to overstate the significance of these moves for a team that really is in last place, this won't be the difference in the White Sox have winning 10 more games or 5 more games, but I do think you want to be consistent. And if you are consistent as an organization, I don't know what Senator Tim Elko says about your commitment to development. You give him 31 at bats. Have you seen enough? Are they saying basically they've seen enough?
I don't know how many hits he has, but he had a hit the other night that was ruled an error, so he loses the hit. So he's just having bad luck.
Seems kind of cruel.
Let's get to the phone lines. A lot of people want to check in on the subject. We'll start with Jeff. Jeff's on the Odyssey app. Hey, Jeff, how are you?
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. A couple things I learned today, that Dustin doesn't only butcher the English language, he was an actual butcher, so that's good. And David took his birthday meal seriously, and then Monday's going to dress in white suit like Colonel Sanders. But on Tim
Memorial
Elko.
Day. Yeah.
Yeah. Tim Elko, David brought it up. He's hitting a home run every 11 at bats. Andrew Vaughn,
10.3.
5 home runs and 185 at-bats equals out to 1 every 37 at-bats, and he's batting 189. You just said he has options down in the AAA. Send him down. Let him see if he can rejuvenate anything we thought he needed to be. Leave Elko up, because Steve Stone said it. We need home run hitters in a home run park. And right now we got one home run hitter, and La Pantera is more like La Menina, the kitty cat, not the panther. So we need as many home run hitters right now as we can get. So keep Elko up, don't send him down.
They already sent him. You're absolutely right, Jeff. We have a texter who jumps in and says the Rangers sent Berger down. He's back now and hitting. So that's
a good point. The Rangers, and you know what? Jake Berger in town,
yes,
back at Wright Field, would be a good guy to talk to tonight. I wonder if Bruce Levine will be on the story, as he typically is. He'll be at the park, my guess is. He would be a good conversation to have because Homer? Jake Berger learned from that experience, it seems.
Homer. Does he hit one tonight?
Berger?
I'm asking.
Berger going deep would be really something.
Well, I mean, you know, especially like Fry is gone, no Colas. You need Berger to come through for you, even if he's on the other
team.
The
Sox remain starving for offense.
Let's try Tony's in Wonder Lake. Hey, Tony. Hey, Tony.
Good morning, guys. Don't ever compare the White Sox with a team like the Rangers. The Sox are the most dysfunctional organization in all sports. They do things, I think, just to irate the fans and to make you guys scratch your head wondering what the hell are they doing. I just don't get what their logic is with anything that they do, not just this move. Let's talk about the years that they wasted on Yoan Moncada. And let's talk about the years they wasted on Jimenez. And to listen to that ridiculously deflating interview that Luis Robert did a couple days ago.
Yeah.
How can you expect a major league ball player to have any other perspective when he plays for an absolute laughingstock?
Okay, but what's the point of the season? That's the question. What is it they're trying to get done? You know, and how does this aid them in that? I don't quite understand. I don't know. I mean, I have suspicions.
Well, here's what I think is what we do here is some people think all we do is complain, and I can understand that.
Okay.
But I think what we also try to do is point out inconsistencies when they seem obvious to us. And I don't want to speak for you, but I think that this seems like an inconsistency here because bringing up Tim Elko after we clamored for it, they could have defended almost leaving him down there if they were going to send him back after 31 at-bats. But leaving him here seems like an inconsistent logic because if this season is all about developing and seeing what you have, getting your prospects better and acclimated to more prepared for major league pitching, like they did with Colson Montgomery. That was unorthodox. They take him out of Charlotte at AAA. They send him to their Arizona camp for 2 weeks, try to fix his swing. They put him back in because they're worried about what? His development. Well, Andrew Vaughn could probably benefit from a similar vacation in Charlotte. Now, he doesn't have to work on his swing. He can work on whatever he wants, but I think that would be a statement, and he has not earned the right to stay. So if this is about development and establishing a culture that Will Venable talks about quite a bit,
you know,
justify that.
I don't want to be – I'm not sitting here saying Tim Elko is, you know, the bee's knees. I don't even know where that expression came from. But I am saying that there's a chance he might run into a homer. And this is a team
that needs to run into homers.
Needs to run into a run, okay? There's a chance the guy could just, oh my God, he hit a home run.
He's got power.
He does it once every 10.3 at-bats. So why choose the guy that does it one every 37 at-bats? He doesn't do it. Andrew Vaughn doesn't run into a homer. He's not a very good baseball player. He certainly isn't what they thought. What was the award? The Herman Award? Whatever that award was for the best hitter in baseball. And he hasn't lived up to that. I know they drafted him high, but he hasn't done anything. And it's getting to a point where, you know, what are you doing? We're paying him, so we're going to fill out the year. I don't get it. I don't know what they're after. I guess I don't have a clue. I don't understand even remotely.
I don't either.
He's
very
kind
difficult.
Of an undersized first baseman. I don't understand.
I would like to know what they were thinking.
They measured him recently, and he turned out he's an inch shorter than they thought.
Here's what I think.
I mean, what the hell else could go wrong?
Here's what we can't agree on. if you're going to make a move like this, then I think Chris Getz, who's been pretty transparent, should probably explain it.
Yes.
And that will open up the door to a broader conversation about the purpose of this season. What are you looking to do? And why are you making these decisions along the way? By the way, Bee's Knees, I think it goes back to the 20s.
See?
A world champion Charleston dancer named was Bee Jackson, a popular figure in New York, and the dancing was, you know, Bee's Knees. As wow. Like it reflects something that is very happy, very good.
Okay, this is a true story, and as long as you brought it up, I will tell the story. I recently went to Charleston, South Carolina, and the night before we were leaving for spring break, I turned on the old YouTube and played the Charleston just so everybody would have a laugh.
That's good.
And we were trying to learn the Charleston. We're having a laugh with it. And it turns out that the Charleston came from a dance that was done in Charleston, South Carolina. There is a connection with the name. And they moved it to Broadway. They put on a Broadway show. The show apparently bombed, but the dance took flight. So then I go to Charleston, and we do a little tour of the city in a carriage. And they drive by this place, and the guy's like, hey, this is an orphanage, and they had young children in here, and they all could dance, and this is where the Charleston began.
It's a great origin story.
And a guy was walking down the street, saw these kids dance, and said, what the hell are you doing? We call it the Charleston.
The Charleston.
And he was a Broadway producer, and that's where the whole thing came from.
Boom.
And I'm just saying,
boom.
You brought it up,
well,
but I happen to have a story about the
Charleston. That's good, because then Bee Jackson performed the Charleston at a high level. So now it was referred to as, after the in the roaring 20s, something impressive or delightful. Look, the Bee's Knees.
I mean, sometimes it all just comes
together. Okay, so wait, before we get to break, so you looked that up because you did a YouTube search before you went to Charleston on vacation.
Because,
I have to ask you this, though.
Yes.
You're on your way this weekend. Yes. You're enjoying a big family trip to Detroit.
We're going to Motown.
Did you check out Eminem last night? Did you have a little bit of Eminem search on the YouTube machine? Did you look at some old videos from 8 Mile?
I mean, you had to bring it up.
Great movie.
Okay.
Because you know what? You got one shot this weekend. You got one shot.
Well, you know.
This is your moment.
I have been to the Motown Museum. Barry Gordy started Motown. They bought like a bunch of buildings, and you can go into the recording studio where Marvin would tape his stuff, and you can, you know, Smokey Robinson, Diana Ross, all the Motown stars. That's where it all became. This is a celebration this weekend of Berry Gordy. They're going to have some live bands in Motown Museum.
That's awesome.
And that's on the agenda,
that's
buddy.
That's great. Okay,
so
great.
So you brought it up.
My mind went to Eminem.
You're thinking
Motown because you're one step ahead.
Because they have actual concerts going.
That's culture. That's Detroit.
Thank you, buddy.
Identity. That's
no
history.
No doubt about it.
Man. Yeah, and you're going to appreciate that.
Some
that's
great
good.
Music.
And you can wear white.
And I will be in the car listening to Motown the whole way to Detroit. Buddy.
In your white
I will
slacks.
Not. I'm not wearing white until Monday.
Okay.
I'm not Mitch. I can't go around making people happy for a living.